Welcome, you guys. Welcome, welcome. You have joined the Holy Shift podcast. I am your host, Poetic, also known as Shauna. I am here today because we are doing an early morning card reading. I'm so glad you decided to show up and have a listen. We're just waiting for some people to show up, getting the show started. We'll share it to everybody just because they may want to join us, right? Let's see. All right, guys, how are you today? Hope everybody is feeling good and enjoying the morning so far. I'm looking for all the awesome people I know that may want to join us. And we'll see who comes up. We got my beautiful music playing in the background. My amazing friend, Bruce, made this music for me, and it's absolutely amazing. Good morning. Hi, Fair Use, Inspired, Looney. Hi, guys. Good morning. I'm just sharing the show. I got a reading here at about 8:15. We should have her come in, and I don't know what I'm doing on my phone right now, you guys. I'm going all crazy. Trying to share the show. Go ahead and share the show. How's everybody doing? Everybody feeling good? Is anybody kind of feeling on edge today or like intense for some reason? You don't know why your energy is just intense and amplified and kind of crazy today. Anybody feeling it? No worries, Inspired. You're a good girl. It's all love. Let's see, one more place I think I was going to share it. Let's see. I'm not in the room. I will be right there, you guys. We're just getting a few people in here to see if they're going to show up. We're just hanging out today. I do have a show today, this morning, simply because I have a client and I figured I'd come and talk to everybody, and I believe she is here. We are just enjoying the morning. I have a Buddha wisdom deck, and I think I am going to just pull one of those cards real quick. You can definitely call in if you still need a moment, Lisa. Go ahead and take your time. Yes, Looney, you look adorable in your new pic, just so you know. But so, you guys, I've spoke about the Schumann resonance, right? And the energy frequencies of the earth. And it's, you know, I don't fully understand how they measure and what they measure it by, but it's like the power of 190. And usually it's like only in the is simply in like the 10s or 20s, and it's really high today, and I'm wondering what's going on. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
I hear you perfectly. So I'm going to go and send you a picture. You guys, this is Lisa. We're doing a reading for her this morning. I'm going to send her a picture that I took of all the cards, my little setup, so she can choose. And we're going to choose one of these Buddha wisdom cards just for the room and for the day. I sent that picture to you, Lisa. So the card says, do what you have to do resolutely with all your body, mind, and heart. So that tells me to just follow your intuition. Go with what you already know is true. You already have the answer, and your body and your mind and your heart, the feelings you get, like the emotions, the feelings, the body sensations, if you get chills, or if you just like have an urge to go a certain way or do a certain thing, or if your mindset is like one part of you is saying something, but you have this nagging voice telling you something else, trust it. There's a message in there for you. It says, do what you have to do resolutely with all your body, mind, and heart. And that is for everybody here in the room. Welcome. I am Poetic, and you guys have joined the Holy Shift podcast. I am so glad you joined me today. We are doing a reading for Lissa today, and I sent her a picture of the cards, and I'm wondering which deck she is being called to this morning.
The first one I saw is soul coaching.
So she needs some soul coaching today. I believe you pulled the chakra, the throat chakra card last time, correct?
I did.
And it was to speak your truth. And you know what's funny, because I probably should have spoke on it earlier, that I was feeling that you might need the soul coaching deck, which is funny. Hi, guys. So I woke up this morning at 3:34 exactly, and I don't know why. And sometimes I do that, and I know that the veil is thinner around 3 or 4 in the morning, right? But I woke up, and I just kept feeling or hearing, seeing, sensing the word seeds. So is there any seeds that you may have planted from the last time we have talked? Maybe literally, maybe spiritually or mentally?
Let me think on that while you're talking.
Okay, so maybe it has to do with you speaking your truth. Maybe you've taken steps in that.
Yeah, that
planted
definitely.
The seeds to grow that, maybe.
Yeah.
But I got that intuition, that feeling when I woke up.
Yeah.
Okay. So if anybody has not been here, I know seeds are amazing. They grow into amazing things if you nurture them, right?
Yeah.
If anybody has not been here when I've done a reading, I ask the person that I'm reading to open up their energy to mine and allow me to connect with them. I then shuffle the cards, connecting with their energy and pulling out any messages that their soul, that their spirit, that their loved ones, that their God or whatever their source may be, to pull those messages for them through me. I am just a tool. We are all able to find these messages. Sometimes we just need confirmation, and that's what I am here for. I am shuffling the cards, and we decided a 3-card spread, Lissa?
Yes, please.
Good morning, Heather. How are you? All right, so we got the soul coaching deck here, and I'm spreading out the cards. And the soul coaching, the 3-card is a soul coaching, kind of like a past, present and future spread, kind of. Let me double check that. You guys know that I use the book as well as my own intuition. It is the spiritual counseling. And card 1 is what needs to be healed. Card 2 will be how to heal the blockage. And card 3 will be the future outcome. And I apologize, Sanjay. I am doing a reading for a client right now. I'm not taking any other calls. If you would like to stay for a while and listen, then we can pull some, we can have a conversation. So I'm spreading them out, and we're just going to pull card 1 for you, Heather. And go for card 2. And last but not least, the future outcome. All right. So we've got the soul coaching deck here. We are doing a soul coach session for Lissa. We've got what needs to be healed is what this first card will reveal. Hello, everybody. Well, this is kind of funny, along with the other card, Lissa, that you had pulled before, which is the throat chakra, which is speaking your truth, what needs to be healed is you, your truth. I have a card here that the card was truth, and it says, I live my truth. And so, like I said, I woke up at 3:34, and maybe I say the exact time, maybe there's a significance for some reason, anything you want to write down, or I mean, I'll send this to you again at the end. There's a gal here, and I'll send you the pictures, that's looking in the mirror, naked, just bearing her whole soul, and seeing herself, I think maybe for the first time in a long time, and actually allowing what makes her happy and what makes her feel alive come to light. Have you been hiding some things, just not even hiding things, but kind of pushing some of you, of some things that make you happy, to the side because of your responsibilities, maybe?
Definitely.
Okay. Well, so if this card's telling me that you need to find that joy again in order to fully be able to serve the ones that you love and care about and hold up to your responsibilities. I'm going to go to the card, the book, and we're going to see what the card says. It says, find your truth. You have to be honest with yourself and speak your heart. Stop denying the things. I have a feeling that it keeps coming up and you're like, no, it's not possible right now. I can't do that right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It can happen. If you're determined enough, it may take a little bit of sacrifice, Lissa, but it'll be so worth it, babe. Take the baby steps. I didn't, you know, honestly, I didn't think that I'd even be where I am right now reading cards for people, okay? But I took the baby step to do a little thing and then a little bit more, and here I am reading for somebody, you know what I'm saying? You got to take the chance. You never know what that little tiny step in that direction will take you. Once you make that decision, things fall into place. Mm-hmm. It says, walk your talk and follow your inner guidance in all activities. You are the truth. Listen for what is sincere and honest in all, or what is sincere and honest in others. That's telling me. So have you been like staying at home and taking care of the family? Is that
sort of?
Is that what? Okay, so you. The day to day wraps up, and they kind of take advantage of how much you do for your family. And not to say that, you know, that's not, you doing that is a bad thing. That's what we do as mothers and wives and significant others, is we take care of our family, right? But there's little things that they keep saying or doing to let you know that you need to follow what you are wanting to do, that you need to do something for yourself. Does that make sense?
To a degree, actually, yeah, it's a long story about what my deal is. I'm sheltering with my ex-husband, so that's a whole nother.
So you're letting go of that. His judgment now cannot affect you. If you're taking care of your babies, then don't let his situation affect what you're doing. Don't let that guilt or that stuff hold you back.
There's no children
still
here.
Okay, so don't let the power of the guilt, that the failure, whatever you're still holding on with that ex-husband, you need to let that go, because he still has power over you with that.
Yeah.
Is it a material thing? Is it a house or something?
Yeah, it's financial.
It may be comfortable and like secure knowing that you have that, but if you have to let it go, you are fully going to take care of yourself. Once you step into your truth, there's going to be no question that everything's going to fall into place and the abundance is going to flow to you like no other. It says often the hardest thing about living your truth is knowing what that is. There's a place inside of you that always knows what's true for you and what isn't. You feel it whenever you're doing something and you have that just twinge and you're like, no, I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to still do that. No, don't ignore that twinge. You ignore it more often than not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes sincere silence and deep stillness to find that voice. This card's perfect along with the throat chakra card. This is why that card was pulled that day. That's awesome. It says, once you discover your voice, let go of anything in your life that isn't authentic. And that perfectly plays in with that ex-husband situation. It wasn't an authentic, true, deep love thing for him. It may have been for you in the beginning, but you started seeing things, and that's why it's now your ex-husband. You started seeing the hints and the little evidence and the clues that were, you know, you wouldn't have learned the lesson if you wouldn't have fully went through everything that you have with him. So don't be frustrated that you didn't go sooner.
It
took a long time because you had to learn that much about yourself too, because he showed you the way he acted, showed you things that you wouldn't have realized about yourself and your decisions if you wouldn't have went through that shit.
Yeah.
It says release the relationships that don't empower you. Again, let go of the power that he has over you. If you have to downsize financially, do that, whatever you need to do. You need to take some time for you to find your voice and find your truth. Let go of all the little things that, you know, it's that comfort and security. Don't get me wrong. We need that. However, you're just starting an amazing journey and you need to go with your intuition and stop ignoring it. It says, that don't empower you, and situations in which you find yourself being less than honest for fear of being judged and not accepted. Who cares if he judges or accepts you anymore? That's not for him, you to care about anymore. If he's going to hold on to that shit, let him. That's nothing to do with you. If he's going to have that, he's living in the past. You're going for the future, girl.
Yeah, there may be another person involved in this as well.
So it says miracles follow when you take the time to be genuine. It says, I live in my truth. Is there somebody else that you don't jump into anything? Is there another possibility?
Well, this is long and I don't mean to take up too much time but he just kind of came back. My ex-husband, we've been divorced for a long time. And so I've dated and so forth. And so there is someone, but I've kind of had to put it on the back burner, of course, because my ex-husband's here. But it's more of a friendship thing with my ex now.
So if you can be friends in a constructive way, that's fine. I pulled the second card, and this is how to heal it, the abundance card. Like I said, you letting go of some of the things, the comfort, the abundance is still going to be there. You living in that truth, you right now you're holding on to something and you're living in that scarcity. Like you're not sure if it's going to come back. Is that correct?
Exactly.
So know that when you let go, if you're secure in yourself and you know that when I let things go, that just allows more space for things to flow through to me. So let me take, for example, I did this little ritual at the beginning of the year, okay? And it says, get a handful of coins or money, dollar, whatever you want. Just get a handful, burn a candle, set out your intentions in the universe that, you know, you want more of this. You want abundance. You want it to flow freely, you don't want anything to stop it, right? And then throw it out in your doorstep. Let whoever on the sidewalk, wherever, let whoever take it. You're giving it to the universe because you know that it's going to flow back to you times three or more. Okay? So realize when you're letting some things go, that's just allowing space to open up for so much more to come in.
That makes sense.
So I'm going to go to the book, and the book says the card meaning, open yourself to receive. Avalanches of abundance are waiting to flood your being. Everything is blossoming and bearing fruit now. The prosperity you seek is yours. And whether it be financially, whether it be love and emotions and security and joy and happiness, that abundance is flowing to you. Once you allow space for it to flow. Abundance is your birthright. Your soul wants you to know, the book says, and is coming to you in many ways, including money, energy, time, and love. Have faith and release any fear of loss or lack. Exactly what I had just said. They're only your perception. Switch your perceptions. Shift your focus. Don't think of what you're letting go. Think of what you're allowing to flow in, okay? Mm-hmm. Give deeply and fully without fear, for the more you give, the more you will receive. It's a universal law. The energy you put out there is what you receive back, right? It says, the Creator desires that you prosper in all areas of your life. A windfall is coming. Align your vibration with the energy of that which you desire to manifest. How are you going to feel once you have that? What are the feelings that come up in your body, in your soul, in your mind, in your heart? Can you feel that? Can you put yourself in that position and see and feel that?
Oh, totally.
So you need to do that at least once or twice a day. Because you visualizing that outcome is going to just keep drawing it to you. Like energy attracts like energy. You're seeing it happen. You're manifesting it into fruition. It says, align your vibration with the energy of that which you desire to manifest. Whatever you focus on will grow in leaps and bounds. As you focus on gratitude for the abundance that you already have, your prosperity will increase. The affirmation, it says, all my needs are met above and beyond my greatest expectations. So that's just saying, that picture that I told you to imagine, those feelings, that joy, that sigh of relief, that relief, that's just the possibility. You can't even imagine the massiveness that's going to flow through you once you allow that to open up, Lissa. And what it's going to bring to you, I think it's what you've truly been craving all this time, despite anything through the past, the present, and the future, is love, is what I got. You need that true soul-to-soul foundational best friend, I could tell you anything and laugh and cry in the same sentence type of love. Mm-hmm. Not just the superficial, oh, we look good together, let's go here and let's say, you know, you need that true, deep, passionate love. It says, I am wonderful. I receive and give love today and always. You allowing yourself to speak your truth, you allowing yourself to be open about who you are and what you want, that's showing yourself that you are love, that you are loving yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You giving yourself that love is going to call and draw that energy of love to you, babe. It's going to bring that, all that desire and that joy that you've been craving with somebody, that connection, that energetic connection from the soul, that's what it's going to bring you because you found it with yourself. And it's hard because sometimes you're like, I got this. I take care of myself and everything, but there's certain things you're ignoring your truth. So that's not truly completely unconditionally loving yourself because even though it may seem like, oh, she shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do this because that person's going to think this or whatever. Follow your voice and your truth. Don't let nothing hold you back. Follow your truth and everybody's going to align with you. You may think that, oh, they think about this or they think about that. I did too. And now I got all my family and friends are like, I'm so proud of you. Look at what you're doing. I never thought they would be there. I never thought they would hold, you know, have support for me like that. I'm going to go to the book for love. It says, open your heart to receive because love is on the way. You are more cherished than you can possibly know. This person on the back burner, Lissa, I feel like you're not completely aware of the feelings he has for you.
You mean that he does or he doesn't?
He does, but you're not aware of the intensity of these feelings, maybe.
Oh.
Just open yourself up. It could be somebody else, but I get the feeling like he's being so respectful because he cherishes your friendship. Regardless of anything, he's going to be your friend no matter what. If you decide to go with your ex, if you decide to go with somebody else, he's going to be there for you regardless. But I don't think you're aware of how much he cherishes and cherishes you and your friendship and how much he truly wants your happiness to be yours. It says, it's a day for rejoicing. You're a sacred vessel for eternal love to flow through. You need to speak your truth, girl, because it's right there. Let go of all the insecurities, all the doubt, all the fear of judgment or what's going to happen. You got to go with it, girl. It says, there's nothing that you need to do to deserve this love. You are already enough. Stop telling yourself different. I love you too, PG. Let it flow to you. You are the beloved just as you are. You don't have to change. You have to be more you, babe. All of your life's experiences are part of a spiritual evolution towards the realization that we are all love. God is love, and in your essence, so are you. In matters of romance, all is healing or is already healed, it says. It's done. Don't hold on to that shit no more, girl. On the inner planes, it says, all is healing or already healed on the inner planes. Your beloved is nearby, so be open. Open your awareness. Shift your perceptions just slightly. You're going to see some little things that you didn't notice before, Lissa. This is going to be pretty cool. I can't wait to see this evolution of you. You got to let me know here in a month or two how this plays out. It says your angels, your guides, your spirit guardians and allies adore and cherish you always and forever. I am wonderful. I receive and give love today and always. Girl, you need to write down your goals, write down what makes you happy, and put it up somewhere so you can remind yourself, because you let that stuff go to the wayside because you were just trying to focus on what you have to focus on, your priorities or your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Know that because of how responsible and dedicated and true to your word you are, all that's going to be taken care of. You be true to yourself this time and not to everybody else. Don't do for everybody else. Do a little bit for you so that you're able to find that space to find your truth and allow the abundance to flow through to you, which is the abundance of love. And you're just going to have a good few months, even if not longer. I mean, you're the one that gets to water these seeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like your reading. I'm going to send you these cards. So whatever symbols or any messages you get from the cards, you can definitely pull that too. But yeah,
and I'll tell you too. A lot of what you said definitely resonates.
Good, I'm glad.
So, and I'll let you know. And some of the things I'd rather tell you over the phone.
No problem.
But yeah, that's great. Thank
I love so it. Much. No problem, Lissa. I appreciate you. Definitely message me, and we'll take care of all the ins and outs later. I'll send you the picture of cards. And yeah, that was an awesome reading. I was getting chills all through, so I feel like you're opening up to the message, not just the message, but you're opening up to your truth and like, okay, it's not going to be easy finding your voice because you've held it back for so long. So it may take a little emotion. It may be getting emotional, but know that you need to feel the feelings instead of hiding them. And you'll get through that. You'll be like, I can't believe I just like ignored that. This makes me so happy. I can't believe I just put that to the side for so long. Know that it's okay and that you're going to appreciate it and it's going to like be that more intense. So, and beautiful. But yeah, I'm so glad.
Awesome. That was good. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Lissa. No problem at all. I'm going to just write down the time so that when I do send you the MP3, we'll know when it ends.
Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Lissa. You have an awesome day, and I'll send you those cards here soon.
Thank you. How do I hang up?
I'll disconnect you. How's that?
Okay, that's good. Thank you so much, and I'll chat with you soon.
All right, honey. Bye. Ah, that was awesome. I loved that reading, you guys. So magical. Looney, you like that? How's everything with everybody here? Thank you for coming in and being witness to you guys. Thank you, Heather. I appreciate you guys definitely. I completely appreciate you guys showing me support. I appreciate you bringing people over here. Have you? So you're getting the chills and you're getting like, yes, I've tried to tell her this so many times. And she just ignores me because she thinks it's just because I'm her friend. Right? Sometimes, you know, we try to ignore what our friends and our family tells us because they're being nice. They just do it because they care. It's not really true because, you know, we give support because we want it back when we want it, you know? But it's truly selfless. Yes, they think that friends and family are biased because they're friends and family and they have to. But yeah, definitely. She's got to follow that truth. She already knows all the answers to the little things that I've been saying. She'll be like, oh, no, that's not what she's talking about, though. I got to figure it out. She already knows. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. And we all are able to get messages. We are all able to have that intuition and be aware. It's just we let the outside world and society's judgment and the should be's and you got to do this or you have to be like that get in our way. And it gets in our way and it clouds our judgment. It clouds who we truly are because we think we have to be like this certain way so everybody will accept us. But it's amazing when you speak your truth, honey, what will truly come out of it. It's going to be an awesome thing. Hi, uncle. How are you? Looney got the government straight out. You know, I have a brother named Michael. I have two brothers named Josh. Crazy thing. Now that I got that out of the way, I'm partaking in my herbal elevation techniques. All natural, you guys, all natural. I want to pull a card from the Wildwood Tarot because I'm completely loving that deck, you guys. It's so beautiful. I'm still drinking my coffee, and I also have been looking at other decks on this amazing site. It's llewellyn.com or something like that. Llewellyn. I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But there are so many different decks on there. If you guys, my listeners, like happen to look on there and was very drawn to a deck, I might purchase it because there's a few of them honestly, you guys, there's like $200-$300 in my cart on that site of decks that I like. I'm not getting that many, don't get me wrong, but I really like those decks. And the messages that could come through would be great. There's scary sticks right now, guys. Girl, I know. It really is. It's kind of scary. I could imagine over there. My grandma's from there. I'm in the sticks, too. I'm in the foothills, and they want to make California the state of Jefferson because they don't want to be connected to L.A. because they're too liberal, and it's just a bunch of drama. I don't know. I feel like it's ridiculous. And my town is very, like, I have a mixed child, and I've gotten the looks and, like, the, oh, my gosh, and the rude under-the-breath comments and stuff, and so I definitely understand. They do have the flags in the back of the truck sometimes, and it's really ridiculous. So we're going to pull a card from the Wildwood Tarot. Whoever wants a message, you don't have to say, but if you want a message from the Wildwood Tarot, then just open your energy, and we're going to pull a card from there, and I think we're gonna head out after that, unless something very, very important comes up. Do you guys hear the cards when I shuffle them? I'm just curious. And is there like a lot of background noise around here? Did you hear when I moved my keys and stuff? I'm sure you probably heard that, but I'm wondering exactly like the sound or the difference of sound when I do get a mic. I'm gonna have to get tutored by YouTube on the Audacity app because I have that, and so I could edit and things like that, but it's so complicated. I'd rather deal with the cards instead of the computer, honestly, you guys. So the card I pulled is the King of Stones, and it has a wolf on it, you guys, and I'll definitely take a picture and put it on the Instagram. Is calming your energy, my just putting you in that zen moment, you know, in that zen mindset. So we're going to see what the King of Stones says. And it doesn't have a reversed meaning. It came upside down, so it didn't have a reversed meaning, but it is departing from Samhain. So it's coming into the winter time. It's cold, and it's like it's a full moon. It's just like getting all the frustration and energy out, and just, I don't know, the card just release is what I get. You're bulking up and staying, you know, getting everything you need with you, but you're getting that release of pressure from that. The meaning, revered as a ruthless tracker and hunter, the wolf has special symbolism for thousands of years. It says, and was subject of ancient Pictish stone carvings, comfortable in the dark of cold and winter, it was seen as a guardian of the dead on their journey through the night to the underworld. Ooh, are we getting a message from somebody's who's gone away? Okay, so it says reading points. Love of the land and natural world guides much of what you do. Look into the wisdom of others and to traditional values to color your life choices. Security brings pleasure. Loyalty crowns the endeavor. So, like, you've gathered everything for the winter and you've got everything to keep you secure. And what are you going to do with that? It says, as a person in your life, an experienced and mature individual with a traditional mindset, natural businessman who understands both value and profit. Ooh, time to hibernate, right? I mean, with the weather going on in the world. He can also be blunt, possessive, vulgar, and given to gluttony. So be sure not to be too stagnant in these times, guys. It says, as an aspect or process, you may need to appreciate the good things in life. Learn to handle money. So all this money coming in, don't be too, like Jimmy has said several times, don't be too quick to go and run and spend it all. Take care of your priorities first. Cocoon yourself from outside influences. Don't listen to the news too much, you guys. There's a lot of bullshit in the news and everybody else. Follow what you feel is best for you. Your instincts and your intuition will guide you to the correct state. As an event or a happening, it says an estate or land, conservation or sponsorship, good health, financial support. If you keep yourself balanced, then you'll find these good things will happen to you. It says, questions. Who offers you the best security or pragmatic advice? What is the intrinsic value to you or others? Where do you need to provide support? And where is life offering you its riches? It's pretty much telling me, if you're in a business endeavor or your career, you need to make sure that it's giving you what you need. Is it allowing you to save and to keep yourself safe during those times when you may not be able to go and make the money? Like now, say, like I'm laid off. Are you doing things that allow you to have a savings maybe? Plan ahead and keep yourself focused and everything's going to fall into place. Just double check that you're doing the right thing. Always be aware of everything involved, all aspects. And yeah, that's what we got today, you guys. I appreciate you guys coming in. I may come on later for another show, do a one card for a couple people to see how you feel about that. But I'm going to end it now. I've got to get on the homeschooling thing. And once that's done, I'll probably be back, you guys. Dos, dos, di. You should come when the notification goes out and not like 40 minutes later. Just saying. Hi, Eric. Well, maybe you need to follow me, Dos D, and then you will get a notification. Yeah. I will definitely come back on for a little while later, you guys. Follow me. I will do a one card reading for a couple people. I understand that, Dostosti, but sometimes you gotta listen to other leaders, right? You don't have to follow them, just hear them out once in a while. But I hope you guys have a wonderful morning, and Inspired will definitely figure something out. Connect with me. You guys all have my social media. I'll type those in just in case you guys don't. It's Whole E Shift. So there's a Facebook, there's a Twitter, there is also an Instagram. So go ahead and type those in. There's a page, a group on Facebook, the Instagram, and the Twitter. I'm working on the website. I purchased the domain name. I own wholeeshift.com, you guys. You don't have to, but it would be nice to show support. I love you all. Have an awesome day. Love and light. And till later. Whole E Shift. Shift your energy and your focus, you guys. Let's love.